kutoka Luanda. Luanda, Angola. Luanda, Angola 主说的话，跟基督的教会说话。我们看到了主从启示录十四章说话。Luanda, Angola.
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
If you turn with me there, bless the people, and then we get started.
蒙古的人们跟我一起打开书来开始。
The book of Revelation, chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
And the Lord spoke very mightily to the church.
主跟教会非常强大的说话了。
The Lord saying, "It is time to change the pulpit."
主说这是要改变讲台的时间。
That this is the hour at which.To change the message coming out of the pulpit.
要改变从讲台宣布的讲道的时间。
That the message coming out of the pulpit at this hour.
在这个时刻从讲台发出来的信息。
Is a putrefied, rotten message.
应该要从腐败的讲道当中改变成新鲜的。
The altar of Yahweh.
主要求要改变，要恢复讲台，不是短暂的腐败的福音，而是要传讲永远的福音。
The Lord is asking for the eternal gospel to be preached at the pulpit.
主要求用永远的福音来在讲台发出来，宣布，看得很清楚。我们
that is an indictment to the pulpit, to the custodians of the pulpit.
这是要改变讲道的主的
to the guardians of the pulpit.
一个要改。
Those practicing at the pulpit.
那些在讲台实行的，面对羊群而做的。
That is time to change the message coming out of the pulpit.
这是要从讲台发出来的信息要改变的时间。必须要这个尖锐的强大的这个拯救的信息要传出去。现在很大的复兴全球方面的，就现在计划点燃起这个复兴。
I am coming back from Mozambique. The mission is accomplished. Very mighty mission there.
我已经看到我从莫桑比克回来，这是非常强大的任务，在那都完成了任务了，回来了。
That we are now coming back.
我们现在回来。
After the mission is accomplished in Mozambique.
莫桑比克的任务结束完成之后。
After the Lord has announced.The glorious announcement.
主在那做了荣耀的宣布之后
the glorious announcement on the glorious coming of the Messiah.
有跟弥赛亚荣耀的来临说出来的荣耀的宣布
to the bride of Christ in Mozambique.
在莫桑比克的基督的心腹给他们的
at the repentance service in Luanda, Angola.
在卢旺达安哥拉我坐在那国家悔改会的时候
Right there, when leaders were stepping forward and repenting,
在那有一个领导走出来要悔改的时候
，and then the Lord snatched me away.
在悔改的时候，主把我提走到
，and in that snatching away,
主把提走了
，then he showed me that the mission in Mozambique was.Finished and well accomplished, I was traveling back.
然后呢，主让我看到那莫桑比克的任务。
Because I had a group of people with me.
莫桑比克的任务刚刚完成的结束，然后我们就回来了，就是跟我一起去的人一起。我仍然在卢旺达的时候，安哥拉。
Then the Lord showed that look, even Mozambique, you finished the mission of the Lord. You've announced.The glorious coming of the Messiah, and now you are coming back.
主说，看哪，你对莫桑比克的任务已经都结束了呢。有关宣布弥赛荣耀来临的。
You can see that the Lord is saying urgency, one after the other, quickly. Don't delay. Go this way. Go this way also. Don't delay. Time is over.
你可以看到主现在多么的紧迫的要求，从这国家到另一个国家，又另一个国家，不要中间剪短，接下来，安哥拉在那巨大的医治发生了。
And then in Mozambique will be even greater, as you know, the Lord will take it up exponentially as He always does.
然后呢，莫桑比克呢比这会还大的，主已经跟我说过。
There were healings in Angola. I thought by now there would be flashing of at least even still pictures, whatever it is, that we can see what it looks like. But anyway, so be it. I know the senior bishop is working on this matter of the broadcast team, and so.By now, we would be having some shots of the healing in Angola, rather.
This is Angola 的医治特会。看一下，在那的医治的，当时的医治的，那强大的瞬间。
The cripples got up.
残疾的站起来。
The blind eyes.
瞎子瞎眼的
also opened,
也打开了
it was such a moment, look at that.
如此的瞬间也都睁开眼睛了
Even as I was trying to leave the meeting,
甚至我要离开这个聚会的时候甚至我要离开聚会的时候仍然发生了医治非常强大
We have another time to come to you It looks like time is over also to be coming here For coming to you time is also over
到你们这里来的时间也都结束了 看来
Tonight
因此今晚
yesterday we had a tremendous healing in Brazil.
昨天我们在巴西有过很大的医治神迹看来这传媒团队没有准备好服侍主在做另一个计划帕拉尼亚巴西在那很大的医治神迹用自己膝盖而走路的他无法站立无法走路这是他的状态是这样的然后当他们给他打开听那音频的时候他就站起来了那个宣布他们把那个宣布给他们放出来的时候这个孩子站起来了昨天我们在巴西有过很大的医治神迹看来这传媒团队没有准备好服侍主打开听现在强壮起来了
And then the lunatic in Bomet.
And Bomet 地区的精神病人
Totally restored my daughter Angela there.
而这女儿 Angela 在那彻底得以恢复了。
By one decree from Luanda, Angola.
Luanda, Angola 一个宣布。
Totally restored.
彻底得以恢复。
When she was talking, there was a big celebration there.
在那你可以想象14年以来的精神病人非常非常的强大这是非常精彩的故事当我在乱的安哥拉宣布耶稣永远福音的时候所有的一切关键就是他们必须要收听非常非常的强大然后很多其他的残疾人总共包括九个人都站起来了这卢安达安哥拉医治特会的宣布来主说的就是讲台要交换要更换的时间到了
The guardianship at the pulpit.
就是这个讲台的一个主持
The changing of the custodians at the pulpit.
是讲台的一个主持人，讲台保护讲台的人要改变。
This is the hour for the restoration of the altar of Yahweh.
换言之，这是亚威讲台要改变的时间，要更换的时间。
The altar of the Lord must now be restored.
现在主的祭坛必须要得早恢复。
Because of time tonight, I just want to recapture a little thing that the Lord, a small part of what the Lord said in Rwanda, Angola.
我今天呢，卢旺达安哥拉主所说的一些部分，我再跟你们重新强调一下。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 14.
启示录的十四章。
And the Lord speaking from that vision.
从那个异象当中主说了话。
Vision of December 8th.
December 12月8号的异象。2021年的。
And in that conversation, the Lord in that vision lowered a wooden pulpit from heaven to me.
就在那个异象当中，从天堂放下来了用木材做的讲台给我了。
And when he lowered the wooden pulpit from heaven,
当他从天堂降下来木材做的讲台的时候，
There was a glass pulpit at the position of the pulpit at the altar.
那把这个讲台要放下来的那个祭坛的那个地方，原本在那有个用玻璃做的讲台，非常现代化的玻璃的设计。然后呢，主放下来这天堂而来的木材讲台的时候，是很快的。
The glass pulpit that was cracked, it was actually cracked, in the front there was cracked.
然后呢，这玻，那用玻璃做的讲台，其实它的前边就这么被断裂的、裂开的，然后它就消失了。
As the Lord commanded me to take this wooden pulpit and put in the pulpit position.The position of the pulpit.
只把我提走到那个就是更换的祭坛所在的地方，让我把那个用木头做的祭坛放在准确的位置。
The other nations given a chance. Kenya has just played around with it. They don't want to translate it fully or correctly.
Na hivyo basi, wakati ya mbao Bwana aliponiamrisha, nikapate kuinua mimbari hii ya mbao, nikapate kuileta mahali halisia kabisa, sawa pa madhabahu katika madhabahu.
So when I lifted the pulpit of God from heaven, the wooden pulpit, to put into the position where the glass pulpit that disappeared was.
因此从天堂降下来的那个木材做的讲台，我把它放在原本玻璃的讲台所在的那个地方，那个位置找好位置放下来了。当我把那个木材做的讲台举起来要放在那儿的时候，我还没有完全放下来了。
So we can now do the other nations. We'll take it more seriously. Yeah. And so when I lifted the wooden pulpit to put it at the pulpit position where the glass pulpit that disappeared was.
因此，当我把那个用木材做的讲台举起来，要放在那曾经原本有玻璃讲台所在的那个地方那个位置的时候。
Then I realized I was holding the hands of God the Father Himself. He was holding the pulpit.
然后呢，我就发现了我正在抓住父神的手，因为我就发现父神的手仍然抓住那个讲台当中。
That's when I lifted and placed it there and adjusted it to sit well with the hands of God the Father still in place.
这样一来，我把那个木材讲台放在那个位置，找好位置放下来的整个过程，父神的手也抓住那个讲台了。
And positioning it there, the hands of God the Father was still holding the wooden pulpit, the heavenly pulpit.
就是父神的手仍然抓住那个讲台，就是找好位置放下来的时候呢，天堂的讲台。
Then after it was well positioned, so we literally positioned it together. Myself with God the Father.
因此字面上我们两个，我跟父神，我们两个把那个讲台放下来的。
So that's all right. That's also all right. I think these days we'll be looked back at and say, wow, we had the opportunity, we squandered it away with translators. So, when I placed it in that position, and then he now lifted his hand.
当我把那放在那位置的时候，他的手就消失了，不见了，他的手。
So that is the message the Lord was transmitting to the nations of the earth from Luanda, Angola.
这就是从 Luanda, Angola 主要面向全世界传达的信息。
The vision of the pulpit from heaven.
从天堂降下来的讲台的意象。
The vision of the Lord of the changing of the pulpit in the church.
就是在教会中要改变、改换、更换讲台的主的意象。
Changing of the pulpit in the church.
教会中更换讲台。
I know there are many translators out there. So that was the message the Lord transmitted, a very powerful message, a wake up message to the church.
是给教会的非常强大，并且把它矫正过来的信息了。
And I remember taking you to the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 6 and 8.
并且我记得我把你们带到启示录十四章六到八节的，因为我说了，主其实在说，在讲台发出来的信息必须要改变，现在必须要改变，现在主要求更圣洁的福音，耶稣圣洁的福音，金钱的福音应该要放在旁边，放下来了。
That the pastors are preaching world over, have been to all nations, many nations, that is what they preach there, must now come to an end.
全世界正在传达的这腐败的福音现在必须要停下来，我去过很多国家都在传这腐败的福音。
That is the message the Lord is saying, is transmitting to you when he shows me the changing of the pulpit.At the altar of the Lord in the church.
这是主要传给你们的信息。当主让我看到这个讲台更换，让我要改变这从这个讲台发出来信息的这个意象当中。
And we heard the Lord ask a question.
然后我们听到了主问问题。
What gospel are you preaching?
什么的福音你在传讲呢？
What gospel is the church preaching right now?
现在教会传讲的是什么样的福音？非常的明确。现在教会传讲的就是地上繁荣的福音。然后呢，我前往卢旺达安哥拉。出发
to now bring to you enlightenment on what really constitutes the eternal gospel of Jesus.
要给你们确定，要给你们说明这什么才是主成耶稣永远的福音。
What really constitutes the eternal gospel of Jesus?
什么才是真正构成耶稣永远的福音？
What is the eternal gospel of Jesus? That's all I'm trying to say.
这是耶稣永远的福音是什么呢？
So that is what the Lord asked from Luanda, Angola.
这是主在卢旺达安哥拉要求的。
And remember, I've seen the judgment of God coming to Kenya.
记得我已经见过审判要临到肯亚。
I have seen the judgment of the Lord coming.
我已经看过主的审判临到肯亚。这是难以置信的严酷的严厉的。
That's why the Lord is calling for a national repentance.
这是为什么主要求你们举行国家悔改会。
In the land of Kenya.
在肯亚的土地。
Because this message is being transmitted from here.
因为这个信息从这儿要传出去的。
The cripples are being raised from here.
从这儿残疾人被站起来了。
The blind eyes are being opened from here.
从这儿瞎子睁开眼睛了。
Deaf ears are popping open from here.
从这儿那耳聋的突然打开耳朵了。
Then why shouldn't Kenya honor the Lord by holding a national day of repentance?
这就是为什么肯亚主持国家悔改会来要尊荣主的先机。
So in defining to you what constitutes the gospel the Lord is looking for that you may preach at the pulpit.
因此什么才是主成主现在寻求的这个福音你的讲台必须要发出去的这个福音
From Rwanda, Angola, I read from Revelation chapter 14 from verse 6.
从 Rwanda, Angola, 我从启示录14章6节开始读了
So then I saw another angel flying In mid-air,
我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中
and he had the eternal gospel,
他有永远的福音
to proclaim,
要传给
to those who live on the earth,
要传给住在地上的人
Translations, they say, to the inhabitants of the earth.
另一个版本的经文说住在地上的居民
you know it too well that those who live on the earth,
我们非常的知道住在地上的居民或者住在地上的人在启示录在这的这种表启示录在这这的描述耶稣要指出那些悖逆的人才使用的就是暗示人类那悖逆的人悖逆的人类
Then I saw another angel,
然后我看到另一个天使
flying in mid-air,
飞在空中
and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim,
他有永远的福音要传出去的
to those who live on the earth,
向那些住在地上的人
to every nation,
就是各国
tribe,
各族
language,
各方
people,
各民
The Lord is simply using this to define to you the encompassing what the eternal gospel of Christ encompasses.
主这段经文来要告诉你们这永远的福音要包含的对象是谁
That the eternal gospel of Jesus encompasses the whole earth. Covers the whole earth.
耶稣永远的福音包含着所有的一切地球来做对象的他在这说所有的国家一切的民族一切的语言一切的百姓
Imagine that this is more like a fly past when you are having a big occasion you are having a big meeting in the stadium in Kasarani a big meeting in a stadium at Uhuru Park or in Nyayo StadiumOr in Uhuru Gardens.
因此这就是一个当你举行很大的这个活动在体育场那比如说亚呼噜噜公园就是你们整个国家在那举行这很大规模活动的时候就在天空中出现了这样的Uhuru公园中央公园等等人们为了这个聚会聚在一起了现在然后呢在这
儿
在这有领导人总理在那都有这个外交官那平民公民站满了然后到了某一个瞬间军队的 军队的司令官说，你们往上看一下。
Then you see the air force flying their power and their might, their aircrafts right over the meeting.
然后在那就是那军队的飞机在那飞在空中，让所有的人都能够看得到。
I know that one time when these messages end, you will really say, "I wish they come again. I'll translate better."
Hivyo basi wakati huo kisha amri jeshi wa majeshi hivyo basi anasimama na kukonyeza juu na kusema kwamba tazameni huko juu halafu mara moja kila mtu anatazama juu na kuona ya kwamba kikosi cha wanajeshi wa anga wanapitisha ndege zao kule juu.
So this is what the Lord is presenting to you here.
这就是主在这显示给你看的。
Meaning that when the eternal gospel of Jesus is being proclaimed, no nation, no tribe, no language, no people can claim ignorance.
换言之，主耶稣永远的福音，没有任何一个国家，没有任何一个民族，没有任何一个语言，没有任何一个百姓说出我们没有受到。没有说出，不可能说出这样的借口了。
Nobody can claim ignorance.
没有任何人说出自己是不知道的。
And it's meant to be proclaimed to all nations, all tribes, all languages, and all people.
因为这应该要被宣布，要抵达到所有的国家、所有的民族、所有的语言、所有的。
So you can tell that as this angel is flying mid-air and he has the eternal gospel to proclaim to the earth, he's literally translating it, he's pronouncing it in every language, every tribe.
因此我们可以想象这个天使飞在空中要宣布的这永远的福音呢，用世界各个语言所有的方言所有的语言来传达出去的，让所有的人百姓都能够听得见听得懂。
The eternal gospel of Jesus being proclaimed to the nations of the earth.
现在那耶稣永远的福音被传讲开来，要抵达到所有的列国。那启示录十四的第七节，他大声说
，Now he's bringing out the components that constitute the eternal gospel of Jesus.
现在在这表记了组成这永远福音的具体内容有什么。
He said in a loud voice,
他大声说
Fear God.
应当敬畏神。
In other words, the eternal gospel of Jesus proclaims and pronounces the fear of God.
换言之，那永远的福音宣布的内容就是应当惧怕神。
It was the eternal gospel of Jesus when preached to a people, it cultivates in themThis noble attribute called the fear of God.
换言之，耶稣永远的福音被传开来，要面向这些人的时候，目的就是在这些人当中，他们的心当中要培养起惧怕神的这些高贵的心。
The fear of God.
惧怕神，敬畏神。
The eternal gospel of Jesus.
耶稣永远的福音。
When it's pronounced.
当他被宣布的时候，
要
带给教会这敬畏神的心，这就是智慧了。
So, in a loud voice, he shouted,
大声地说出
mid-air, that means somewhere around where the sun is.
飞在空中，这就是太阳所在的空间，天空。
And he said, "Fear God."
他说了敬畏神。
Number two, he said, "And give him glory."
第二，将荣耀归给他。
In other words, the eternal gospel of Jesus, when pronounced and proclaimed, it does give glory. It just give glory to Jesus. Give glory to the Lord.
换言之，耶稣永远的福音说出去的。
He brings glory to Yahweh.
带给的信息就是把荣耀归给亚威神的信息。
Because the hour of his judgment has come.
因为审判的时间来到。
In other words, the eternal gospel of Jesus, when proclaimed, it does warn that God judges sin.
换言之，耶稣永远的福音宣布的时候，要警告的就是主审判的来临。
It does warn that the judgment of God is coming.
真的要警告审判的来临。因他施行审判的时候已经到了。
Preach it in another country. They are waiting. All of them are waiting. I've seen them going and going and going and going. If Kenya does not want to translate it right.
Hivyo basi wakati ambapo injili ya milele ya Yesu inapohubiriwa, inaonya ya kwamba hukumu ya Mungu inakuja.
And the Lord saying the changing of the pulpit is essentially to change the message being given at the pulpit.
主说要更换讲台，意味着要改变讲台发出去的讯息。
That if you were to define the gospel that God desires should come from the pulpit,
如果你能够辨别出神愿意从这个讲台发出来的信息是个什么样的
，the eternal gospel that Jesus gave us at Calvary,
耶稣在加略山赐给我们的那永远的福音
，gospel must pronounce and proclaim the fear of God.
这个福音必须要发出去，传达出去，敬畏神，惧怕神。
That gospel must give Him glory, Yahweh.
这个福音必须要把荣耀归给亚威。
That gospel must warn that God judges sin.
这个福音应该要警告说神必须要审判罪。
And that gospel number four must warn that the judgment of God against sin is coming.
并且这个福音必须要说出去，神对罪的审判要来到，要临近了。换言之，那审判的日子就要来了，要警告这样。换言之，必须要宣布神国都的来临。
Then the next thing that the gospel, the eternal gospel of Jesus does proclaim.
然后下一个这永远耶稣的福音要宣布的内容
is that worship him who made the heavens,
就是应当敬拜那创造天
and the earth,
地
and the sea,
海
and the springs of water,
和正水泉源的
the words when you look at that encompassing that begins with making of the heavens and then the earth.And then the sea with everything in it and the springs of water under the earth is essentially talking about the creator of the universe.
换言之在这提到就是天地海并且其中水的活物和众水源泉的这意味着整个宇宙。
The creator of the universe.
创造宇宙的创造者。
Because he's talking about the creation of the heavens up here.
因为他在这谈的就是创造天的，并且创造全地的。
The heavens and everything in them.
并且天和地其中所有的一切。地所有一切其中的。
The sea.
海。
And everything in it.
还有其中所有一切的。
That is the ocean, the water, everything, all the water bodies.
那里头都有大海、海洋等等一切了。
Springs of water, those now come from under the earth.
然后呢，那有这个。
So he's saying that the eternal gospel of Jesus.
啊，众水源泉的，那就是。
Will pronounce this.
因此永远耶稣的福音会说出只有耶和华亚威创造了整个一切的被造物的必须要宣布这样的内容
and he's saying that owing to the fact that Jehovah is the creator of everything of the entire creation He alone is worthy of our worship. That is what the eternal gospel of Jesus says.
因为只有耶和华创造了整个一切的被造物，因此只有耶和华配得受到所有被造物的敬拜。这就是永远的福音要发出去的信息。
And again, let me say it because Swahili is playing around with the translation here, and yet this is an eternal word for the eternity of those tuned in. I say it. He's saying that if Jehovah, because He is the creator of all everything, the universe, the heavens, the earth, the sea, and under the earth, then only He is worthy of our worship.
因为他创造了天地海和众水泉源的就是地下的，因此只有他以为配得受到我们的敬拜，这是永远的福音传出去的信息。
So the Lord is saying that this is the gospel that needs to be coming out of the pulpit.
因此这就是这个讲台要发出去的福音。
If you look at the creation of the heavens and the earth,
如果你看到天和地他们的被造
the Lord is saying Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
快言之主在说创世纪第一章的第一节
that the eternal gospel of Jesus does not take you anywhere else except from the beginning, Genesis 1:1.
于是永远的福音传出去的就是创世第一章第一节开始的
that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
太初神创造了天地
and the earth was formless and empty
当时地是没有让
darkness over the surface of the deep
是起初神创造天地地是空虚混沌面黑暗神的灵运行在水面上这只是永远的福音要发出去的讯息
in that very breath of the creator worthy of our worship announces Genesis chapter 1:26
chapter 1:26 并且这耶稣永远的福音专传的讯息就是创世纪一章的26节
Dear Mumbaji, okay, thank you. Let us, one time, you know, the nations are open now, and then you, I think you'll translate well then when we're busy in the other nations. Okay, the book of Genesis 1:26
创世纪一章的26节
is saying that in that breath of worship Him alone, He that is the creator, I'm taking only that to open to you what the eternal gospel of Jesus is saying here. Why the pulpit must be changed?
唯有敬拜他就是创造天地海所有一切宇宙的，这就是永远的福音，永远耶稣的福音要传开来的信息，这是为什么讲台的信息要改变。
What the Lord meant by the eternal gospel, the changing of the pulpit that is going on right now.
用耶稣永远的福音，什么才是要改变讲台的意思？这就是现在神要跟你们分享的。
So what the Lord meant when He talked about the one and only Creator worthy of worship.
只有那一位创造者配得受到敬拜，现在主要说的话。
You see it in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. That's where the eternal gospel of Jesus refers you to. That in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这是创世第一章第一节，这是耶稣永远的福音安息的内容，要传达的内容，起初神创造天地。
And in the same breath, he says, he's referring you to Genesis chapter 1:26. And then God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, so they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky.
那同样的气息来神说创世纪一章的二十六节我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和群地并地上所爬的一切昆虫
and over the livestock and all the wild animals
这是随着一切圣树，并且那些野地的动物。
And over all the creatures that move along the ground.
这随着一切被造物爬在地上的。因此你可以看到主在这说的话有关永远的福音，他在说随地一切海的鱼，海里的鱼要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，
Tremendous blessed people.
丰盛的强大蒙福的人们。
All the livestock, meaning including the serpent, Satan himself is over there.
地上
Satan was a livestock.
地上的牲畜。
That serpent was a livestock.
包含着那蛇，那古蛇也是地上的牲畜之一。
When it was flashed from heaven,
当他从天堂被降下来的时候
so mankind had authority. So he's saying that the eternal gospel of Jesus proclaims the original power God gave mankind over all creation.
他就成为这个牲畜之一了，因此耶稣永远的福音正在宣布着人类本来拥有的这么大的权柄，这么大的能力，能够管理所有的一切被造物的。
When the Lord is talking about the eternal gospel of Jesus, he's also talking about the original power that God had delegated and devolved to mankind.
换言之，在这说所说的耶稣永远的福音包含的内容，就是人起初拥有的神赐给他的起初的能力。
The eternal gospel of Jesus.
耶稣永远的福音。
This is what it brings to you.
这就是要带给你们的。
That God is our creator.
神是我们的创造者。
That when you preach it from the pulpit, the entire earth created by God is able to be aware that only God is their creator, not some theory of evolution, not some big bang theory somewhere. No, only the Lord Jehovah Yahweh is our creator.
当你传出去这样的耶稣永远福音的时候，所有的一切全世界必须要明白，只有亚威是创造者，不是一个进化论，不是一个大爆发而被造的这种偶然的一个进化而来的，全世界只有亚威神是创造的。
For the theory of evolution, for natural selection, for survival, for the fittest, whatever the academics pursue, and also the Big Bang theory, there would be no room for that if the pulpit had preached the eternal gospel of Jesus.
就是没任何余地，那些有关进化论的所谓的一切细节，什么这个适者生存，这个并且这个大爆发理论，有关所谓的一切理论，这能够这个成立的余地。
And he says,
他说
that only he is worthy of worship, only that we are taking, that he is the creator, the gospel pronouncing God, proclaiming his authority, his bona fide place as our creator and king.
只有神配得受到我们的敬拜，唯有他是掌管这一切并且创造这一切的。
That the eternal gospel of Jesus, when proclaimed from the pulpit, does position God in his bona fide, rightful position as our king and creator and God.
当着耶稣永远的福音从讲台宣布的时候，唯有这样的时候，把神作为我们的君王，我们的创造者，我们唯有作为我们的创造者，在我们的人生当中，我们生命当中最尊荣的位置可以还给他。
His honored position.
他要受尊荣的那个位置，作为我们生命的王。
He's talking about the eternal gospel of Jesus.
在这谈的就是耶稣永远的福音。
And in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 6, he says,
尼希米九章到六节神说
that you alone are the Lord.
唯有你是神。
Let us wait for it to be put on the screen.
以西米九章的六节。
以
西米九章的六节，现在你们视频的屏幕当中看到的。
It says, when the eternal gospel of Jesus is pronounced, it does position Yahweh in his bona fide, well-deserved, honorable position in our lives.
当耶稣由命的福音传开的时候，亚威神那应当的他尊荣的位置，唯有他要受到的尊荣的这个位置能够存立下来。这是为什么以西米九章六节神说
It says, You alone are the Lord.
你唯独你是耶和华，你造了天和天上的天。
The planets and the starry bodies up here, and then the real heaven, the home of God Himself.
换言之，我们的天空有那些星星、星球，可是那上边还有天上的天，那就是父神所在的我们的家。然后他说
：“You met the heavens, even the highest heavens.
你造了天和天上的天。”
And all their starry host.
并天上的万象。
The earth.
地
and all that is on it,
和地上的万物
the seas,
海
and all that is in them,
和海中所有的
you give life to everything.
这一切都是你所保存的
and the multitudes of heaven worship you.
天君也都敬拜你
So when you look at the book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 7
因此当你查看启示录十四章第七节的时候确定耶稣永远的福音
and you get to a part where he says only he alone is worthy of worship Jehovah
在那说到的就是你会发现只有一位耶和华配得敬拜应当敬畏神
he created the heavens and the earth and the water bodies and the springs under the earth
因为他创造了天地海和众水泉源的
Then you understand now why is worthy of worship what the eternal gospel is saying
那现在你理解了他为什么配得受到敬拜那永远的福音传开了的信息
What the eternal gospel is saying I don't know if that's it
那永远的信息说的内容
It says that the eternal gospel of Jesus when pronounced it positions God by, in the right place by saying you alone are the Lord
耶稣永远的福音传讲的时候把神耶和华神放在那准确的位置说唯有你是配得敬拜的耶和华创造者
You made the heavens and the highest heavens and all the starry host and the earth and all that is on it and the seas and all that is in them
你才创造了天和天上的天和那里头一切的万物并且地和地上的一切并且海的一切并且地下众水源泉的
in Nehemiah 60 as we continue he does not fail to assign the gift of life as coming from God
并且以西米九章的六节我们继续的读一下你唯独你是耶和华你造了天和天上的天并天上的万物地和地上的万物海和海中所有的
OK I don't have time He's saying he does not fail to assign the prerogative to life to God
并且他就是明确的表记神就是有主权的
Someone, Swahili, I've not even understood. I think actually they're gotten confused now because of that. He does not fail to assign God the authority to life.
就是这一切都是你所保存的，就是神的主权。
Everything, he says.
他说你把生命赐给所有的一切，天君也都敬拜你。
That when the pulpit is correct, the pulpit is restored, the pulpit is right, this is what you should hear coming from the pulpit.
神说，当讲台恢复的时候，当讲台修改的时候，当讲台准确说出这永远福音的时候，这是你要听到的内容。
The eternal gospel of Jesus.
耶稣永远的福音。
Very powerful. The book of Psalm 33 verse 8 says.
33:8.
When he said that he is worthy of worship because he created everything.
他是配得受到敬拜，因为他创造了一切被造物。
He says Psalm 33 verse 8.
诗篇三十三的八。
Let all the earth fear the Lord.
愿全地都敬畏耶和华。
The eternal gospel of Jesus, when preached, will instill the fear of God, wisdom among God's people.
愿世上的居民都惧怕神，因为他说有就有，命立就立。这是永远福音的内容，让所有一切地上的居民来惧怕他。
In other words, the eternal gospel of Jesus, when it's preached, it does position God as the creator of all life and all things created. And then, right away from that very place, then he assigns him honor.
换言之，当耶稣永远的福音传讲开来的时候，不晓传出去，他是唯一创造着整个一切被造物的，只有他一位配得敬拜，并且只有他一位配得受到我们的敬畏。并且我们必须要尊荣他，把我们的尊荣要归给他。换言之，这个福音是高举起来耶和华亚威我们的父神，因此在人们当中必须要把这敬畏耶和华的心要培养起来。
when the eternal gospel of Jesus is being preached, then it brings reverence.In the church.
当耶稣永远的福音赐给教会的时候，必须要培养其敬畏耶和华、惧怕耶和华的心。
That people begin to approach the Lord, approach the altar with utmost reverence.
这样一来，让人们现在接近祭坛、接近讲台的时候，拿着最高的敬畏、最高的惧怕之心。
That you can simply look at the lives.Of the believers and tell whether they have been fed, they have been given the eternal gospel of Jesus or not.
幻影之主现在看人，只要看他们是否借着这永远的福音得到培养的，或者不是，就以这个为标准来辨别人。
Psalm 96 verse 5.
96:5.
It says, "For all the gods of the nations are idols."
Anasema kwamba kwa kuwa miungu zote za dunia ni vinyago.
外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。有真荣和威严在他面前，有能力与华美在他圣所。民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿公物来进入他的院宇。
So in verse 5 here you see that when the eternal gospel of Jesus is proclaimed to the nations.
因此当耶稣永远的福音传讲被传开来到列国的时候，适当的、妥当的、应当的方式来，这应该要毁灭掉地上所有一切的偶像、虚无的。因为他在这非常明确的建立起来，只有耶和华是神，只有他是创造者。
very powerful, blessed people.
非常的强大，蒙福的人们。
You see why the Lord was saying the pulpit must be changed.
因此，你可以看到主为什么要求这个讲台必须要更换。
Preached another gospel, the gospel of prosperity.
因为他们传讲的是另一个福音，繁荣福音。
The gospel that has no power to raise a cripple from the soil or open blind eyes.
没有任何力量把残疾人从土壤当中站起来，并且张开瞎子眼睛的福音。
The gospel that has no power of deliverance.
没有拯救力量的福音。
The gospel of prosperity that came from the devil.
繁荣福音是从魔鬼撒旦而来的。
Was meant to focus the church on the earthly things forever.
借此来让人去专注地上的事情，永永远远的。
Saying that the hour to restore the broken pulpit is now.
可是主跟你们说，要改变、要更换、破坏被裂开的讲台的时间是现在了。
From the pulpit must change.
这样一来，讲台传出去的信息必须要改变。
Only the gospel of the blood and the cross has power. It should be preached at this hour.
只有有能力的耶稣十字架宝血的福音，现在在这个时刻要传开来。
And that's why in Psalm, the book of Psalm 139 verse 13, he says.
我们说诗篇第一篇。
He says, "For you created." My innermost.
三十，你创造了我的，你就创造了我的。
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
你在我子，我母亲子宫里的时候已经创造了我。
Nobody can ever doubt who their creator is.
是当耶稣永远的福音传开来的时候，没有任何人怀疑谁是创造者。
The church has preached another gospel, so people have doubted whether there is God at all.
因为人们现在传讲的是另一个福音，这一来呢，好多的人都怀疑着那是不是有真的神。
The church has preached an earthly perishable gospel, a rotten gospel of here and flesh and what and sin to the extent now that the nations have not understood it well that they have a maker, Mumbawawa.
因为这繁荣福音腐败的福音，他们传讲的是现在在这地上的信息，这样一来让人们真的怀疑是否真的有我们的主人创造我们的。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我，这才是。因为这永远的耶稣的福音非常明确的，再明确补过来的，跟你们说，我的肺腑、你的肺腑、你的内部的一切是神来所造的。是我在母腹中，你已复辟我。
Sweater, you knit me so beautifully in my mother's womb. He says here.
我在你在我母腹中造我造的这么美丽。
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
Wonderful.
你的作为奇妙。
The eternal gospel is preached at the pulpit.Of the Lord.
因此当耶稣永远的福音在讲台传扬开来的时候，
This is the certainty. This is the authority it exudes out that people may know they have a maker and only one maker, Jehovah Yahweh.
这个信息要拥有这种的权柄，这样的一个确实的一个信心要赐给那些人们，说你们是有你的主人创造你的，你的主人就耶和华亚威。
The eternal gospel.
那永远的福音。
And the second thing I want to handle.
我要处理的第二件事情。
Is to now take it further, another level.
现在更远的把你带到另一个水平。
See in the book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 7 on your screen.
14:7, 启示录十四的第七节。
He says the following.
他说的如下。
The angel is flying mid-air and proclaiming the eternal gospel of Jesus.
他飞在天使飞在空中传讲耶稣永远的福音的时候。
First thing he shouts aloud, aloud.
首先他大声地说了，大声说，大声说。
In other words, when you're pronouncing the eternal gospel of Jesus, you must pronounce it aloud, very loud.
换言之，当你传讲耶稣永远福音的时候，你必须要用大声，用大声来说。
As you'll see very shortly, you'll have their blood on your head.
不然的话，很快你知道你的手有一个别人的血在。
And you say, fear God.
去敬畏神。
The fear of God when you proclaim.The eternal gospel of Jesus, it announces the fear of God.
当你传讲耶稣永远福音的时候，这应该要宣布惧怕神、敬畏神。
And give him glory.
将荣耀归给他。
It was the eternal gospel of Jesus when preached from the pulpit. It does give glory to God. Cripples are walking, blind can see. The power of God is seen.
换言之，当耶稣永远的福音在讲台这个传开来的时候，必须要把荣耀归给他，产生站起来下着看见耳聋的听见，把荣耀全部的荣耀归给耶和华神。
And that brings glory to God in the eyes of the nation.
这是在列国的眼前把荣耀归给主的办法。
Like these two prophets have done single-handedly with the Lord alone.
像这两位先知所做的一样，只有这两位先知跟神之间，只有这样。因此，当耶稣永远的福音传开的时候，敬畏神，惧怕神，把荣耀归给神。
Again, may I say, the fear of God, the giving of God glory, and number three, they announce that God judges sin.
第三，神审判罪，这就是要传讲的第三个讯息，这永远的福音，耶稣永远的福音传讲的。
And number four, they're announcing that the end times are here. The day of judgment is coming.
第四，那就是审判的日子来临了，就是这幕后的信息，幕后的福音要传讲。
Number five, saying that God judged sin before He will judge it again.
第五，他要审判罪了，父神是要审判罪的。
Then the next thing the eternal gospel pronounces is the worshipping of Jehovah the Creator.
然后下一个也永远的福音要传讲的，就是要应当敬拜那创造者耶和华亚威。
Yahweh the Creator.
亚威那创造者。
And he defines the dimensions of all creation. He says he created the heavens. He created everything in the heavens. He created the earth. He created everything in the earth. He created the sea. He created everything in them. He created the springs under the earth also.
并且他界定了他创造的所有的一切，他创造了天，并且天上的天，并且那里头的一切，他创造了地，并且地上的一切，他创造了海，并且海中的一切，并且他创造了众水泉源的，就是地下的一切。
Meaning he created under the earth also.
意味着他也创造了地下的一切。
He says when that gospel is preached, there can be no doubt in the heart and mind of anybody.Whether he was created or not.
因此，当这永远的福音传讲开来的时候，没有任何人的心当中产生任何一个怀疑，是否他是被造的，或者是进化的。
Come out now very clear to every living being that they were created, even the mountains and the lakes and the stars and the sun, such that they obey.
当这永远的福音传讲的时候，这一切的非常明确的要传讲开来，甚至山、湖水、星星都是被造的，都被耶和华神被造的。当永远的福音传讲的时候，这也是非常重要的信息，他要强调的约翰福音一章的一到四节，约翰一的一到四节，他说的如下，太初有道，
Was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
And it says in verse 2.
第二节神说。
That he was with God in the beginning.
这道太初与神同在。
And verse 3 says, through him all things were created, were made.
第三，万物是借着他造的。
Without him, nothing was created that has been created.
凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
He's saying essentially that the eternal gospel, when being preached, it does come out that Jehovah Yahweh, God the Father, is our creator.
换言之，当耶稣由你的福音传讲的时候，他说的就是我们的父神耶和华亚威，他才是创造者，创造万物一切的。父神就是我们的创造者，创造主。父神就是我们的创造主。
And that he created all creation together with Christ Jesus through Christ Jesus.
他创造了所有的一切，包含着耶稣基督，借着耶稣基督创造了一切。
That he created everything through his Son.
通过他的儿子创造了，借着他的儿子造了一切。这是耶稣由你的福音传讲的讯息。应该要把父神带到那创造一切创造主的位置，放在那个位置上。他创造一切的时候，通过他的儿子造的。
Very powerful, blessed people.
丰盛的强大蒙福的人们。
That's why Colossians chapter 1, if you turn with me there.
这是为什么哥罗西的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, before we take a short break and come back.
哥罗西书第一章。我们稍微休息之后再来。十五节开始读。
He says, the Son is the image of the invisible God.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的。这就是由你的福音带过来的讯息。
Nobody can ever go and worship Buddha and worship you who worship New Age world when the eternal gospel is rightfully preached at the pulpit.
当耶稣永远的福音准确正确的在讲台传讲开来的时候，没有任何人去拜佛、拜 New Age、拜伊斯兰任何一个其他的东西。
Or Islam or Buddha or New Age, you cannot. If the church had preached the eternal gospel rightfully at the pulpit,
你不可能去拜佛、拜伊斯兰、拜 New Age， 当教会非常准确的传讲这耶稣永远福音的话。
Because it says that when the eternal gospel of Jesus is preached, it comes out clearly that Yahweh is in his position as God the Father, our Creator.
因为耶稣永远的福音准确传讲的时候，把我们的父神当作我们的亚威，就是我们的创造者，放在那个准确的位置上。
And that he created everything.
因为他创造了所有的一切。
That he created all everything through his son, Christ Jesus. So nobody can go to another Muhammad or to some whatever, some Buddha or some Hare Krishna. Nobody can.
并且他借着耶稣基督，他的独生儿子耶稣基督而造了一切万有的。因此，你没有任何理由去穆罕默德去服佛或者去拜那些穆斯林的。这就是永远的福音在讲台准确传讲的时候，这是为什么父神现在更换讲台的理由。这是哥罗西第一章的十六节神说，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。 他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体的之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，他说当你传讲耶稣永远福音的时候，这就是耶稣永远福音宣布的内容，这是耶稣永远的福音向列国宣布的内容。如果教会真正的宣布耶稣永远福音的话，如果教会真正的，如果教会真正的说出永恒的真正的福音，他说耶稣永远的福音。这就是带给人们、带给列国的非常核心的几样内容。他宣布的就是，随着列国面向，随着列国。父神亚威他才是唯一的创造者，他创造了谁的一切万物，包含着谁的宇宙，他这么做就是借着耶稣基督通过他而造的，就是借着他我们蒙福的救主耶稣基督，除了他之外没有任何其他的。
In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 10,
希伯来一的八到九节
he says, but about the Son, he says,
论到子却说
your throne, O God, will last forever and ever,
神哪，你的宝座是永永远远的，
a scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom,
你的国权是正直的，
You have loved righteousness,
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
Therefore, God, you are God.
所以神就是你的神。
Has set you apart above all your companions, all your contemporaries, all your pedigrees.
用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴，胜过膏你的同伴。
He also says,
又说
In the beginning, the Lord,
主啊，你起初
Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth,
你起初立了地的根基，
And the heavens are the work of your hands.
天也是你手所造的。
Look at that.
因此看一下，他说当耶稣永远的福音传讲开来的时候，把神放在那准确的位置，配得受到我们尊荣、我们敬拜的那个位置上。因为他创造了一切所谓的万物，因此他配得受到我们的尊荣、我们的敬拜。
That he created all that through Christ Jesus.
并且他创造这一切，就是借着耶稣基督。
That's why in the book of John chapter 1 verse 10 he says.
文腾约翰福音一章的十节神说。
Again, we are simply looking at the eternal gospel that the Lord is now demanding that it be preached at the pulpit.
我们现在查看的就是耶稣永远的福音，神现在要求讲台要传讲的信息。
It says, John chapter 1 verse 10, he said, he was in the world.
约翰福音一章的十节，他在世界。
And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. So clearly that God the Father created everything through Christ Jesus.
在这坦德发现的明确，父神借着耶稣基督创造了所有的一切。
So there would be no confusion that you see currently on the earth where they are wondering whether they have a creator at all.
因此那没有任何理由去怀疑那些就是在现在地上他们做的就是自己是否被造的或者进化的。
I just want to focus on the nations now because right now it's about nation going out and out. So again, there would be not the confusion that you see today whereby people even doubt whether they have a creator.
因此现在没有任何余地去怀疑人是否被造的或者进化的，没有任何余地。
And in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6 it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6,
林前8:6,
it says the following.
他说的如下, 跟我一起读一下,
it says, yet for us there is but one God.
然而我们只有一位神,
the Father,
就是父,
from whom all things came.
万物都本于他,
and for whom we live,
我们也归于他,
and there is but one Lord,
并有一位主,
Jesus Christ,
就是耶稣基督,
and from whom all things came,
万物都是借着他有的,
and through whom we live,
我们也是借着他有的,
very powerful blessed people,
非常的强大蒙福的人们,
I will now handle another aspect of the eternal gospel that the eternal gospel is supposed to resonate, to transmit to the generation.
我要去处理另一个耶稣永远的福音要传讲的信息，就是要相传全世界的内容。
Again and bring to you another aspect that the eternal gospel, when well preached at the pulpit, is supposed to proclaim to the nations of the earth.
休息之后我再来跟你们传讲耶稣永远的福音，准确的要传讲的话，应该要传讲的，要传讲面向列国要传讲的信息的内容。
Another thing, another aspect that the eternal gospel when well preached is supposed to be transmitting to the inhabitants of the earth. That's all I said.
是永耶稣永远的福音要适当的准确的要传讲的，我们可以想的就是必须要传开来的信息，带给地上的列国。
That the eternal gospel of Jesus, the next most important thing that the eternal gospel of Jesus Christ brings to the nations of the earth.
下一个耶稣永远的福音带给地上列国的重要的信息。
Because we've seen that the eternal gospel when preached.
因为我们看过了那永远耶稣的福音当传讲的时候，
when clear the pulpit,
在讲台准确的被传讲的话，
bring the fear of God among the people,
带给人们，
fear God, fear God. It tells them fear God.
带给人们惧怕神、敬畏神的心。
In other words, fear him who created you. Fear him who can destroy both the flesh and the soul.
换言之，要惧怕他，要敬畏他，能够破坏你那肉体和灵魂都一起破坏的那一位。
And if you see that there is no fear of God in the church, that means they have not preached the eternal gospel.
因为你看一下教会里头没有惧怕神、敬畏神，就因为他们没有受到这永远的福音。
The eternal gospel, when preached, brings glory to God the Father.
第二，这永远的福音带给的就是把荣耀归给主的心。
That when it has power and the lunatics are healed, the cripples are walking, the blind can see, that God is glorified in the eyes of the nations.
当精神病得医治，一下子睁开眼睛，耳聋的听见，哑巴说话，残疾人站起来，这样的时候荣耀归给主，列国的眼前，耶和华神可以受到荣耀了。Number 3,
we saw that when the eternal gospel is preached, it announces that God judges sin. So people begin to desist from sin.
第三，有你的福音传讲开来的时候，传讲的信息就是神审判罪，再一来人们听到有你的福音就开始离开罪，转离罪。
Hivyo basi wakati ambapo injili ya milele ya Yesu inapohubiriwa, hivyo watu wanatoka kwenye dhambi.
He's saying, number one, fear of God. He brings the fear of God among the people, meaning they now honor God. Number two, he brings glory to God. They now glorify God with their lives, and it does works. The cripples are walking, blind can see, deaf can hear. God is glorified in the eyes of the nations. They walk in holiness. God is glorified. Number three, it announces that God judges sin.
第一，敬畏神。现在听到永远福音的人就开始懂得敬畏神，把神所有的尊荣要归给他。第二，神是所有的荣耀归给他，这是应当的，因为现在是有合理的理由产生的站起来，所有的医治神就发生。那下次睁开眼，这样一来呢，在列国眼前荣耀归给主了。第三，神是审判罪的。
And I said number three, it announces that God judges sin.
第三，我宣布的内容就是神审判罪。
Let's repeat 10 times. But we need to move on. We have so much ahead of us here. At one point, we need to move on. It announces those three things we have seen. The fear of God. It gives glory to God in the lives of the people who are now holy. It tells the people that, look, your God has healed a cripple here. Open blind eyes here. God is now glorified among the nations, in the eyes of the nations. Number three, it announces God judges sin.
第一，敬畏神。第二，荣耀归给他。人们现在变圣洁了，因为他们看到了一只神迹。这一人的所有的荣耀都归给主。第三，神是审判罪。他们现在知道了要转离罪，离开罪。
Wakati ambapo maajabu yanapotendeka, kiwete ameinuliwa hapa, kipofu ameponywa hapa, mwendawazimu ameponywa hapa, hivyo basi inampa Mungu utukufu machoni pa mataifa. Na jambo la tatu inatangaza ya kwamba Mungu anahukumu dhambi.
And within that aspect of the eternal gospel announcing that God judges sin, there is the announcing of the day of judgment coming.
就神审判罪的这个内容里头，这我们可以知道审判的日子的来临，审判的日子要来到，这样的一个信息。
That this world is temporary. There's an eternal kingdom of God coming. There's a day of judgment coming.
换言之，在这宣布的就是这地上是短暂的，那有永恒的国度来临，神的审判要来了。第四，
the fact that only Jehovah must be worshipped because only he created everything.
在这强调的就是只有一位耶和华配得受到敬拜，因为他唯有他是创造者。
Another and most important aspect that I kept last.
我现在要放在最后内容的这最重要的，还有一个重要的。
Is preach, does pronounce, proclaim, announce, and transmit to the people.
内容就是这永恩的福音要传给人们的信息，要抵达给人的这个内容。
Okay, it does announce, when the eternal gospel is preached, I just repeat 10 times, it does announce the following.
他宣布的内容有如下。
That when the eternal gospel is well preached at the pulpit, another thing it does announce is this.
当永远的福音在讲台好好的传讲的时候，他宣布的另一个内容就是。
It announces that not only God is the creator of all things.
只有神创造了所有的一切。
Not only God is the creator of all things.
他宣布的就是只有神创造了这一切。
Hallelujah, I just need to close this program and walk out of here and go to Mozambique and preach there. It announces that not only God is the creator, it is not that God is not that God created only all things, but is also the creator of the new creation.
神创造的不仅仅是这被造物，而是
that God did not only create the things you see, but He also created the new creation, the new Jerusalem, the new being that is you, the born again you. Hey.
神创造的不仅仅是这个被造物你们眼前可以见到的，并且神创造了那信耶路撒冷就是信造的你，你里头的你。
I go to Mozambique and preach this gospel, bring revival. I see a lot of cripples walking there. But Dalai Akusumbuka, instead of struggling with Kenya here in Swahili.
神呢不仅是创造你们眼前看到，你们用你们的肉眼看到的是被造物，而是也创造了崭新的新耶路撒冷，并且崭新的你，新造的你。他创造了即将来临的国度，也是的。新造的你，你里头的你，你重生的你，也是被他造的。不仅仅是他创造你在这看到的这个被造物，也创造了新的被造物，新的重生的你也是被他造的。新耶路撒冷，新天新地，即将来的新的王国，新的国度。
I Swahili translation. I. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5:17. We start there.
5:17.
2 Corinthians 5:17. It says. Translators here of Swahili, come next time I'm here. The 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says.
吕后五章的十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
四
旬四里约翰福音三章的三节。
When Nicodemus went to ask him, how can I enter the kingdom of God?
当尼哥底母问耶稣说，我怎么可以再重新回到我母腹里头呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。因此当神创造的时候，当启示录十四章七节说出神创造了所有的一切万物，天和天上的天，并且天那里头的所有的一切，他创造了地，并且地上的一切，他创造了海，并且海上的海里的一切，并且他创造了源泉，所有的河水的源泉。这样的时候，这所有的一切万物包含着新造的你，就是新的耶路撒冷，新天新地也包含在那里头的。
So when the Lord is to be worshipped as the one and only creator, he does not imply only the physical things. He also implies that he must be worshipped because he is also the creator of the new creation.
Hence, you 应当敬拜他，唯有配得受到你敬拜的那一位，因为他创造了你肉眼看到的所谓的被造物，并且看不见的重生的你，新造的你，并且那新耶路撒冷都是被他造的。
Isaiah 43 verse 18 it says.
以赛亚四十三的十八。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 it says, forget the former thing.
忘掉以前的事情。耶和华说，你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现。你们岂不知道吗？我要做的事情，你们岂不知道？我要做新事，以前的事都忘掉。我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah not only is the creator of all the things you see, but he is also the creator of the new creation that is preparing to enter the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the coming kingdom.
耶和华神不仅仅是被造了你们肉眼看到的这被造的世界，他并且创造了新造的你，就是要进入神国度的新天新地新耶路撒冷。
The book of Ezekiel 36 verse 26 it says
36:26
says I'll give you a new heart
and
put a new spirit in you.
Remove
you from your heart of stone.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉神心，赐给你们肉心。
Put my spirit in you.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，是崭新的灵，是圣灵。圣洁的灵在你里头，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。他说当耶和华亚伯作为创造主创造的时候，我们配着说到我们的敬拜，他创造了天，并且天上的天，并且那里头一切，并且他创造了地，并且地上的一切，海跟海里水的一切都被他造的，并且地底下的那所有河水的源泉，并且不仅仅是他你们肉眼看得到的，也创造了那崭新的你，新造的你，永远永远能够活下来的永生。哈利路亚。要预备好新天新地新耶路撒冷，他创造的水的一切，因此他是配得收到我们敬拜的，因此他配得收到我们的敬拜。
Did you understand what the eternal gospel brings?
你理解了那永远的福音带给你们的信息？
What the eternal gospel pronounces?
永远的福音说出来的。
Ephesians chapter 4, if you turn with me, you don't have my
time. 以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 2, if you turn with me there, 22-24.
以弗所书第二的二十二。
22-24 it says.
二十二到二十四。
Ephesians chapter 2, rather.
以弗所书第二
I'm reading verse 22
22
If you turn with me Chapter 4 I beg your pardon Chapter 4 verses 22-24
以弗所书第四的二十二到二十四
It's already 1 o'clock in the night
现在已经凌晨一点了
I'm trying to run That's why you see I'm saying this
我现在要跑下来要跑步因为凌晨一点了
here, And I think after this the Lord will remove me again from here
I
will not come back here soon again So he's saying in the book, I pray, I'm crying that he shows me a dream that I'm here. So he says, Ephesians chapter 4, 22-24, he says the following.
以弗所书四章的二十二到二十四节，他说的如下。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
Of your own self.
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的
to be made new anew in the attitude of your mind
又要将你们的心智改换一新
put on a new you, a new self
并且穿上新人
created to be like your God Yahweh
这新人是照着神的形象造的
in true righteousness and the holiness of the Lord
有真理的仁义和圣洁
and so when he says the eternal gospel should pronounce God aloneas the creator he says beyond the physical realm he's talking about an eternal realm an eternity an everlasting life
因此当耶稣永远的福音传讲的信息就是神创造者的这样的时候他意味着的意思就是不仅是创造了这物质上的世界并且呢永恒的世界这个灵魂的世界都被他造的
the new you
他创造了新的你
that he is also the creator of the new creation that lives eternally. Therefore, he is worthy of our worship. You can never worship any Hare Krishnas or what or Muhammad or anything else if you get to know the eternal gospel of Jesus and what it announces.
He created you.
There would be no confusion on the earth the way you look at it now.
如果你真的知道在这传讲的耶稣永远的福音，并且在永远的福音传下来的那个内容，真的在地上现在有的这所谓的一切混乱是不可能有的。 加拉太的第二章，我跟耶稣基督一起，我已经与基督同钉十架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在路上活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍解。 This is very powerful. He says, when God is the creator, this is also what he created. This was the bottom line. This was the target, the focus of his creation.
因此在这他说的最核心、最重要的内容就在这陈述着，那作为这永远的福音的传看的信息就是因信神。因信神。
This is what he brings out as our focal point, that now we live as new creation. We live a new life, a new self.
因为是永远的福音最重要传开来的信息就是这一点。加拉太书二章的二十节，因为我们现在都是个重新新造的人了，不是一个以前的人了，都是个新造的，就是神父神来创造的新造的。
2 Corinthians chapter 3. We read verse 18 together.
18节，一起来读一下。
And he says the following.
他说的如下。
Again, 2 Corinthians, they'll post it up on the screen for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
以后三章的18节。
And we all,
我们众人,
who with unveiled faces,
既然敞着脸,
contemplate the Lord's glory, in other words, glory to come.
得以看见主的荣光，
we are being transformed,
好像从镜子里
反照， with ever increasing glory,
就变成主的形象， 荣上加荣，
from the Lord who is the Spirit,
如同从主的灵变成的。
Saying that when God Yahweh is the creator, and that in through Christ Jesus he created everything, he implies that the focal point, the target, the objective is the new creation that God brought us through Christ Jesus, that we may be transformed with ever increasing glory for the glorious kingdom of God.
换言之，耶稣永远的福音传讲的信息就是神创造者的存在，创造者的位置。可是他创造的时候，借着耶稣基督而造的。因此，现在通过耶稣基督创造了新造的你，那里面的更新的你，是借着耶稣基督而活着的你，这是最终的目标。他要传讲的荣上加荣的，如同主的灵变成的你。
2 Peter 1:4. It says the following. 2 Peter 1:4. I want to begin from verse 3.
第三节开始读。
And it says the following.
他说的如下。
It says his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life, for a holy life.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Our knowledge in him who called us by his own glory and goodness. In other words, by knowing Christ Jesus, then we have that divine power.
皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主。换言之，如果我们借着耶稣基督被造的，我们就拥有那神圣的大能。
Power.
他赐给我们在神圣的能力。
That should enable us to live a righteous life, a holy life.
能够在地上活出圣洁公义的生活。
And in verse 4 it says,
第四节神说
through these promises, he says, he has given us his great and precious inexpressible promises.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Through the knowing of Jesus, through that new creation, He has now given us this very great, precious, and marvelous, and inexpressible promises.
又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们了，借着那也是永远的福音传给的信息来给我们的，就是这又宝贵又极大的应许，借耶稣基督给我们的。
That through them you may be partakers in God's divine nature. That through them you may be participators. You may participate in God's divine nature.
借着他们，我们可以参加神圣的性情。
That through them you may participate in God's divine protocol.
给我们就是叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有分，让我们去参加神圣洁的性情。
In the world caused by evil desires.
脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
He's saying the reason the eternal gospel tells us to worship the Lord God the Father, my friend, alone, Yahweh alone. Why?It's because he has given us not only the creation he created as a physical creation, but even this tremendous new creation.
也是永远的福音传讲的讯息，就是为什么要求你敬拜亚威神，因为他创造了这物质世界肉眼看到的，不仅仅这样，他创造了崭新的你，重生的你，这样一来让你去参加，不仅仅创造了你物质上的你，物质上的被造物，也创造了新造的重生的重新的重生的，并且是随着一切又宝贵又极大变荣耀的应许赐给你了，让你参加神圣的性情。
Isaiah chapter 65 verse 17 it says
65:17
it says, See, I will create new heavens and a new
看了我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
He's saying he's going to create a new heaven. He says by God being the creator worthy of our worship. He's really worthy because he even created the new creation.
他不仅是创造了现在的这个天地，还并且他创造了这个新天新地新耶路撒冷，因此他是真正的配得受到我们敬拜的那一位。
He did not only create the physical creation.
他不仅是创造了物质上的世界，
The new creation.
也创造了新的被造物。
In Isaiah 66:20-24, he says.
66:20-24.
Again, Isaiah 66:20-24.
66:22-24, 以赛亚。
As the new creation, as the new heaven and the new earth that I make will endure.
耶和华说，我所要造的新天新地，怎样在我面前长存？在我面前。
And the new earth that I make will endure.
我所要造的新天新地怎样在我面前长存？
Before me,
在我面前。
There's the Yahweh of hosts.
耶和华说的。
So will your name and descendants endure. This is the tremendous new creation the Lord promises His people.
你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存。
Just look at that scripture that we have posted up there for a moment.
看一下你们看这个屏幕当中的这个。
He's saying that he's going to create a new heaven.
他要创造新天新地了。
He's promising to create the new heaven.
他应许给你们，他来要创造新天。
The new earth.
和新地。
And we know the new city, the holy one, the Jerusalem of God.
并且我们知道那圣洁的新的城市耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
And he's saying that only a certain type of people will enter there.
并且说， 只有那特定的特定类型的人才能够进入，只有新造的人才能够进入。并且他在这说得很清楚。
That's why the Lord Yahweh alone is worthy of worship as pronounced by the eternal gospel.
这是为什么？只有亚威神唯有配得受到敬拜的，将如永远的福音传讲开来的信息一样。
When it says in Revelation chapter 21, 1 to 5,
21:1-5, 启示录21:1-5，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神那里从天而降，从神那里而降，
Beautifully adorned, dressed for her husband.
预备好了，就如新妇，装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne say,
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说
，Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
And He will dwell with them.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。换言之，随着一切带过来死亡的癌症、糖尿病、肿瘤、车祸，引起死。
The eternal gospel announces to us that Jehovah alone is worthy of our worship.
引起死亡的水的一切事情，在这新天新地里头不可能发生，因为耶和华亚威唯有配得受敬拜的，这永远的福音传讲的信息一样。
He says he will wipe every tear from your eyes, and there will be no more death.
他要擦去你们一切的眼泪，不可能再有死亡了。
Or mourning, or crying, or pain.
也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛。
The old order of pains has passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
Wow, if you go to hospitals and you see what pain can do to people.
我们去到医院可以看到这个疼痛在人身上所做的事情。
And you see people who have been shot a bullet.Through the chest, what pain can do to the life of man?
如果你去了战场，可以知道那个导弹、子弹射击到人的心中，人的这个内脏，它所破坏的这个引起的疼痛。并且，如果你看到这癌症病人收到的那些这个麻醉药，你可以知道这个疼痛引起。身体内的这个影响。
If you go to the morgues and see people wailing and mourning and see what pain can do to the life of man.
如果你去到葬礼的地方，你可以看到他们哭号疼痛，就是我可以发现疼痛在人心里所做的事情。
If you go to the operating room and you see an electric saw cutting someone's leg, an electric saw, and what pain can do to them.
如果你去到那些外科手术，用这个电子锯来锯断人的腿，你可以看到这个疼痛引起人体之内的这个影响。
Then you'll appreciate this new creation God has made, where there will be no more pain.
那这样的话，你会感谢神来创造的这个新崭新的东西，那不可能有疼痛、哭号、悲哀的事情。因为以前的事都过去了，都过去了。做宝座的说
：“I am creating everything new. I'm making everything anew. Hallelujah！”
看哪，我将一切都更新了，我一切都要更新了。Hallelujah！
down this. This is key.
接我说, 你要写上, 这才是核心。
For these words are believable. They are trustworthy and true. Meaning, you can take them to the bank, they will be fulfilled.
因这些话是可信的, 是真实的, 你可以拿到, 银行, 这个担保的, 这是肯定要发生的。
And so when the Lord said, let us create man in our own image and likeness.
因此当主说, 让我们造人, 就是按照我们的样式形式造人们。
And then mankind fell and relinquished his authority to the enemy.
然后呢人类堕落了, 他收到的权柄, 就是这么浪费在仇敌身上。
The creator of the new creation again, Christ Jesus,
可是呢,
the cross at Calvary.
可是呢, 神现在通过耶稣基督, 记得加略上十字架, 保险来, 现在创造了崭新的你, 新造的你。
That is what the eternal gospel pronounces to the earth. It's supposed to pronounce to a generation.
这就是永远的福音要传给这一代的信息, 永远的福音要传给这地上居民的人, 给你们的信息了。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
Those who want to receive Jesus, just repeat this prayer. Say, Mighty Lord Jesus.
那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的，就跟我一起祷告, 讲他的主耶稣基督。
I repent totally tonight.
我今晚彻夜悔改。
And surrender into your able hands, my Lord Jesus.
我的主耶稣, 我想奉以在你那大能的手中。
You pronounced the eternal gospel.
主啊, 你现在宣布永远的福音。
The gospel that brings the fear of God in our hearts.
带给我们心那惧怕神敬畏神的心,
for that causes us to glorify God with our life.
是给我们把用我们的生命来, 用我们的生活来荣耀归给主的,
for that tells us to resist from sin, because God will judge sin.
那让我们, 引起我们离开转离罪恶的心, 因为神要审判罪了。
He announces to us that there is only one creator. His name is God the Father, Jehovah Yahweh, the God of Israel.
这福音传讲的就是那有, 那只有一位, 耶和华亚威, 创造神, 创造我们的, 只有一位, 配得受到我们敬拜的, 以色列的神, 抢到了天堂的神。
Today I receive Jesus in my heart.
今天我接受耶稣基督在我心中。
You may be able to establish the new creation in me.
好让你在我心中 创造崭新的我, 给我新造的心,
Spirit,
新的灵,
you want me to follow your ordinances.
创造我来跟随你的要求, 你的命令,
you up, and the new Jerusalem.
引起我来跟随你, 一直到进入新殿, 新地, 新耶路撒冷,
Mighty Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
以强大的耶稣圣名来,
today I totally surrender to you.
今天我彻底降服于你,
and I walk away from sin.
我离开罪恶,
and ask you, my Father,
我请求我的父,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
以强大的耶稣圣名来,
to establish holiness in my heart,
在我心中建立圣洁,
Lord, keep righteousness in my life.
主啊, 在我生命当中, 保持公义,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
以讲这个耶稣圣名而求,
tonight,
今晚,
I am born again.
我重生了,
Amen.
Amen.
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了,
I've seen the coming of the Messiah.
记得我已经见过弥赛亚的来临。